Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, May 5th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey. Birthdays, born on this day in 1818, Karl Marx, the author of the Communist Manifesto. Tammy Wynette, born on this day in 1942. Pop singer Adele is 26 today. On this day in history, in 1862, Mexican forces defeat the invading French in the Battle of Puebla, a victory now celebrated as Cinco de Mayo. The battle was reenacted near Austin in 2012. Don Miles, author of the book Cinco de Mayo, what's everybody celebrating?
The reenactment that we're doing in Austin, Texas, is probably the first, or at least one of the first, of the Battle of Puebla. Many teachers will get up in front of a class and say, this is Mexican Independence Day, boys and girls, just like our 4th of July. Well, no, it's not.
Viva Mexico!
Viva Mexico!
Viva Mexico!
Ben, dispara, dispara.
In 1904, Cy Young pitches the first perfect game in Major League history as his Boston Americans defeat the Philadelphia Athletics 3-0 from WatchMojo.com.
On May 5th, 1904, against the Philadelphia A's, Cy Young pitched the first perfect game of modern baseball. It was in the midst of a streak that gave him the records for most consecutive scoreless innings and most consecutive no-hit innings, which was 24. That second record still stands to this day.
May 5th, 1961, astronaut Alan Shepard becomes the first American in space. From ABC.
That was the voice of astronaut Alan Shepard, America's first man in space. I'm Bill Shedell with a special report on Project Mercury. In a span of 15 minutes today, Alan Shepard became a national hero, and the country's faltering prestige received a strong booster shot.
Number one on the charts this day in 1966, John, Denny, Michelle, and Cass, the Mamas and the Papas. Monday's the least popular day of the week, but you wouldn't know it from Monday, Monday.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
On the KETR events calendar, Daddy's Day at Commerce Elementary and A.C. Williams Elementary throughout the month of May. Fathers, grandfathers, and guardians are encouraged to visit their child's classroom at Commerce Elementary or A.C. Williams during the month of May. Visits will be coordinated around testing and field trips, so participants should choose a couple of dates, then call each school to schedule a visit. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Well, as you know, we have a thought for the day, and today it's from Shaquille O'Neal.
There you go.
And Shaq says, I'm tired of hearing about money, money, money. I just want to play the game, drink Pepsi, wear Reebok. Shaq, last of the pure, unspoiled sportsman.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, it's all about money. Well, Ryan, the NCAA talking reform now in response to the possible unionization of athletes. In particular, there's some talk about what's called the Power Five conferences, yep. The big conferences sort of operating more autonomously.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think I think it's good. I'll be real honest with you. I think it's needed. I think those schools at that level operate at a much different level than anybody else in the NCAA. I'll be honest with you, the cows kind of, or the train's already kind of left that station. You know, they're already doing some things as it is that operate independently of what probably the majority of NCAA institutions operate. So I think it's time now for us to figure out a way to get them what they need, and then to figure out a way for all of us to kind of coexist at the same time, too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what they're really trying to move towards. I mean, I know we've talked about it before, but one of the biggest things that they're fighting for right now is being able to pay the full cost of attendance, you know, towards their student athletes. And that full cost of attendance, you know, it ranges from institution to institution, but it'll be anywhere from an extra $2,400 to, you know, $4,400 or something. And that covers, you know, laundry expenses and all those things that really come about from being a college student. And per the NCAA right now, our bylaws, we can't pay that miscellaneous cost.
Would you then basically have sort of a super Division One?
No, I think you already have that. Okay. I'll just be real honest with you.
It's a fait accompli.
Yeah, I mean, let's kind of call a spade here. I think you really kind of already have that anyway as you go. But I think that will kind of stop some of that. I mean, they've, you know, those power conferences, if you will, I mean, they've talked about breaking off and forming their own. And that's the one thing that we don't want to happen from a membership standpoint, because we need them. And I think they need us as well. I think we bring some good things to the table as well. I think the basketball tournament, you know, it's while the majority of those teams are, you know, in the basketball tournament are from the Power Five conferences, the teams that get a lot of the exposure are the smaller schools that are making the runs that may not, you know, get the exposure throughout the year. The, you know, the Stephen F. Austins of the world and the, you know, Virginia Commonwealths and the George Masons, you know, from recent years.
We're talking with Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce. Well, you brought up Stephen F. Austin, and you're leading me in a direction I wanted to go there. Stephen F. Austin, former Lone Star Conference,
absolutely,
Division II school, going way back, making a splash in the NCAA Division I basketball tournament. Other Division II schools have done that, other Lone Star Conference schools. And is it possible A&M Commerce could make that jump to Division I someday?
Yeah, I think it's always possible, absolutely. I think when we look at Division I, if you will, and I'm using my air quotes here that our listeners can't see, but when we look at Division I, I think a lot of people think of Texas A&M, they think of Texas, they think of, you know, Oklahoma. You think of those Power Five conferences because that's what you see. And you see, you know, see the massive 100,000 seat stadiums and, you know, the $60 to $100 million budgets. Well, that's a minute amount of Division I institutions. I mean, there are 330, almost 40 Division I institutions. And we're talking about 64 of those. You know, that's what those Power Five conferences are, is about 64 to 65 of those schools. So the rest of them are anywhere from, you know, I mean, you look at the University of New Orleans, you know, roughly a $3 million budget to, you know, on up to where, you know, Ohio State and Texas and all those are at $160-plus million budget. So where I think A&M Commerce fits in is, you know, in that low major range, you know, from that, you know, that $5 million to that $15 million budget range, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, a regional institution in nature like we are, part of a strong system that gives it stability, you know, one that has a good geographic location with East Texas to the Metroplex. You know, it's easy, accessible, you know, for people to get here. So I think we offer a lot of good things. I think one of the things that we struggle with is we haven't been real competitive over the recent past year. So I think if we can able to turn that tide and we can become more competitive, which we've done this past year, and I think we can, you know, we certainly, adding softball is going to be a big help for us when it comes to that standpoint. We'll become more attractive to anybody, but especially from a Division I standpoint if you look at it.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
John.
It's Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.